Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said he would be willing to accept the new flood tax proposed by the finance minister, but only for the period of 1 year. The transport minister has made clear he wants a flight route between Prague and Brno maintained. The Hydrometeorological Institute has issued flood alerts for the North Bohemian regions of Liberec and Uzki nad Labem. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said he would be willing to accept a new flood tax proposed by the finance minister, but only for 1 year. He made the statement in an interview for the financial daily Hospodářské noviny on Friday, stressing that he is not willing to raise taxes for longer than that. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek raised the issue following recent flash floods which devastated parts of northern Bohemia. Under his plan, members of the workforce would contribute to a flood relief fund in the form of a 100 crown a month cut in their income tax break. The proposal has been a point of contention between the finance minister and the prime minister in the media since. Transport Minister Vít Bárta has made clear he will address Czech Airlines and Prague and Brno's airports for help to try and keep open a flight route between the Czech and Moravian capitals, in all likelihood providing favorable conditions for negotiating with another airline. According to sources under its restructuring program, ČSA is scrapping flight routes operating at a loss, including Prague-Brno. On Thursday, Transport Minister Bárta met with Czech Airlines President Miroslav Dvořák, but categorically ruled out state funding for the route, given planned austerity measures. The minister said he had commissioned historic data, as well as actual numbers and costs on the Prague-Brno route. The Hydrometeorological Institute has issued flood alerts for the regions of Liberec and Uzki nad Labem in North Bohemia, saying rising water on local rivers could reach level 1 or 2 activity by Friday evening. Level 3 indicates danger or extreme danger due to flooding. Both regions are far from recovering from devastating flash floods just 3 weeks ago, which cost billions of crowns in damage and claimed several lives. In connection with the latest developments, officials have warned canoeists and rafters to stay off of rivers for the next several days. The flood alerts in the regions of Liberec and Uzki nad Labem will be complemented by level 1 warnings on rivers in other parts of the country, including western, central and eastern Bohemia, on Friday evening. The Czech police are reinforcing patrols on Friday in anticipation of heavy traffic on the last weekend of the summer holidays. They have planned some 110 road checks during which they will be focusing on drinking and driving and speeding. Officers will also check the technical state of vehicles. The start of the summer holidays in the Czech Republic brought the highest number of road deaths in months. 21 people died in traffic accidents over the first holiday weekend. Police called on personnel to evacuate from the Institute of Organic Chemistry and Biochemistry in Prague's Davice on Friday so that specialists could secure a dangerous chemical on site. A bottle of crystallized peroxide, which had been stored for some time on the premises, was accidentally uncovered during a practice drill by firefighters. Pyrotechnic specialists were then called in and used a remote-controlled robot to contain the highly volatile chemical. A search using a sniffer dog was also conducted to ensure other areas of the building are safe. I'm Jan Vellinger. That's the news.